This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksuba, Staff Kuf Yud Amar Beis. Rab Zera have a kamishtamet mined Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Zera was trying to slip away from Yehuda, Deboi Lemesek LeEretz Yisrael, because Rab Zera wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't want him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rab Zera was afraid Rabbi Yehuda would say, you can't go. And Rabbi Yehuda, obviously Rabbi Zera knew that Rabbi Yehuda held he was now to go. Da'am Rabbi Yehuda, kol oilumi bavel Eretz Yisrael ever ba'as, anyone who goes up from bavel to Eretz Yisrael is over nasei. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, bavela yuvau, they're going to be brought to bavel v'shama yu, and they'll be there ad yom pakti oisem no mashem, until the day that I consider them, says God, when I'm going to take them back. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're over an aseh. Now, it doesn't mean mamish naseh, but it's a mitzvah midirei neviim. So, you know, how do we understand such a thing in light of what we learned today? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, perhaps there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, but according to the Ramban, how do we deal with that? So that's the question. But Rabbi Zera held, Rabbi Zera ha'hu b'chli shares, so that's talking about the kli shares, that the klisharis remain there, but the people could go up. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, ksiv krachina, there's another pasuk, and that other pasuk is, Hishpati escha menos Yushalayim, I have made you take an oath, daughter of Jerusalem, bitzvois, by gazelles, oy ba'ayalois hasada, or by the rams of the field, that you will not awaken the love until I decide. That meaning we took a shvua that we're not going to go back to Eretz Yisrael until the Geula Hasida. Rab Zera, what did Rab Zera hold? Right, again, the story is that Rab Yehuda was trying to slip away from Rab Zera and go to Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to keep him back, because he knew Rabbi Yehuda held it's usher to go to Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who goes to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel is over naseh, because the pasuk says you're going to stay in Bavel. You'll go to Bavel and you'll stay there. So Gemara says, and what did Rabbi Zera hold? Rabbi Zera, who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, what did he hold? He held that that pasuk is talking about the klei shares have to stay in Bavel. But Rabbi Yehuda held there's still another pasuk that the Jewish people took an oath that they will not return to Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zera, on the other hand, held that the oath was not that we would not go up to Eretz Yisrael. The oath was we would not go up in force. Hahush layalu Yisrael b'chayma. That is, we swore that we will not go up b'chayma, like a wall, as a force. But a yachid could go up. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hishpati achrina ksiv. There's another Hishpati, meaning one is we won't go up by force, and one is we won't go up as an individual. And what does Rab Zera hold? Rab Zera, humi boilei l'chadab yes Rab Chanina. Rab Zera needs a second pasuk for what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina taught. Amar sholosh shvur salalama. What do we need three shvois? Achas shalayalu Yisrael b'chayma. One that the Jews should not go up to Israel by force. Achas shish bi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael shalayimradu b'maysalam. One that the Jewish that Hashem made the Jewish people take an oath that they would not rebel against the nations of the world. Achas shish bi Hakadosh Baruch Hu esoy dekachavim shalayishtabdu b'hem Yisrael Yisumidayin. One that God made the nations of the world swear that they would not subjugate us more than necessary. Now, the obvious question is, in light of the historical events in our time, where the Jewish people created sovereignty by force, is that a violation of this oath, even according to Rab Zera? And there are a number of answers to this. In all likelihood, we will discuss this in the Eon Share this coming Sunday. But the approach, and as you know, the position of the Satmar Rebbe was that indeed it was a violation of this oath. And there are a number of approaches. Number one, the Chafetz Chaim is reputed to have said that upon the Balfour Declaration, So the nations of the world gave us permission to proclaim sovereignty. So that's not called Bechoyma. It was done with the permission of the nations of the world. The UN voted. That's one approach. And that seems to be the approach of a letter that Rameir Simchov Devinsk wrote. Another approach is, this is an Agadata Gemara. It is not halachically binding. That seems to be the shita of the Avnei Nezer. Others say, well, there are a lot of oaths over here. The nations of the world also swore they wouldn't subjugate us too much. But once they violated that with the Holocaust, all bets are off. And another approach is, okay, so we won't take it by force. but we did. So now we deal with it. It's ours. So now what? We ain't never giving it back. You know, but that, you know, there are different approaches how to deal with this Gemara. But, you know, bottom line is, this is not a halachic Gemara. This is Agadata. Okay. Of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Im ta'iru v'im ta'iru k'siv. It says, if you wake up, or if you arouse. So the double lashon says, even an individual. Rabbi Zeira mibaylech Rabbi Levi de Amar sheishvas al olam. Why do we need six oaths? Because all three psukim have this double expression. The three that were what we mentioned. Enoch shalei yigalu asakeitz. A fourth is that the Nevi'im swore they would not reveal when Mashiach would come. Number five, shalei yerchaku asakeitz. They would not distance the keitz, namely either through their sin cause the keitz to be delayed or give up hope from the Mashiach coming. And shalei yigalu hasod l'adukam. They should not reveal the secret to the idolaters. What does that mean? What secret? Either it's soid ho'ibor, the secret of calculating the months, or other potential secrets. Be it as it may, there are six. There are six shvuos. The pasuk continues, "Bitzvayis abaylas hasada," by the gazelles or the rams of the field. Amar, Rabbi Lazar, Amar lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, "Matam kamenas hashvuah mutav." If you fulfill this oath, good. V'imlav, otherwise, ani matirs besarchem, I will render your flesh permitted. Bitzvayis, like deer, uchayilas hasada, and the rams of the field. In other words, you're going to receive disastrous punishment for violating these oaths. So, again, for those who hold these oaths are real, and there's a lot of discussion because this is considered a very graphic punishment for violating these oaths. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar Kala, Dabar Eretz Yisrael, Shar B'lo Yavan. Anyone who lives in Israel lives without sin. Shenemar Ubal Yoimer Shachin Chalisi. Let the neighbor not say, Chalisi, I am ill. Ha'am ha'yoshev ba'nesu avayn. The nation that dwells in it are atoned for their sin. Meaning, if you live in Israel, your sins are forgiven. Amalei Rav the Rav Ashi, Rav said to Rav Ashi, Anan b'soivle chalam asninan la. We learned that this is talking about those who have to tolerate sickness. This is what it means. They are atoned. It's not talking about living in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about somebody who's a neighbor of someone who's sick should not say that the person will die, but that rather that his sins are atoned for. So it's not a raya that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, your sins are atoned for. It's referring to someone who's sick. Amar Rav Anan. Kala kover be'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who's buried in Israel, kilu kover tachas ha-mizbeach. It's like he's buried under the mizbeach. K'siv hacha mizbeach adama tasali. It says over here, a altar of earth you should make for me. K'siv hasam, it says over there, v'chiper ad masay amai. And the earth will be an atonement for his people. I want to point something out over here. Today we learned in Ion Sugya of whether there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Is it a mitzvah kiyumis? Is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? And Rav Avadi Yosef was madaik from the Ramban that all the accolades of Eretz Yisrael stem from the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He asked, well, what about the fact that the Mishnah says you could force a spouse to go up to Yerushalayim? That can't be because of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. He says that too stems from the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. He asked this question on Rav Moshe. Again, you could ask on that approach. Would that explain the benefit of being buried in Eretz Yisrael? If someone who's not alive cannot fulfill any mitzvahs, l'meisim chafshi. So if all the greatness of Eretz Yisrael stems from the mitzvah to live there, how would that explain why there's an inyan to be buried there? If anything, the fact that there's a mitzvah to be buried there indicates that the accolades of Eretz Yisrael do not stem from the mitzvah to live there, but they have a, so to speak, inherent source of kedusha, irrespective of the performance of a mitzvah. Okay, I'm just the ha'ara. Ula habaragel to have a sagda arzah. Ula frequently went to Israel. Nach nafshi b'chutzarz. He passed away in chutzarz. Also amalei l'Rav Lazar. They came and they said to Rav Lazar, Ula died. Amar, he said, Ant Ula al adama temeya tamas. Ant Ula, you Ula, on contaminated ground you'll die? You're going to die on contaminated ground? What does that mean? You loved Eretz Yisrael and you should have to die in Chutzarz. Amrulai, they said to Rav Lezer, don't worry. Aroinai ba. His Aroin is coming. Amrulahem in Adarma Kaltasa Mechalkata Le Kaltasa Lachar Misa. There's no comparison between when Eretz Yisrael takes you in when you're alive to when Eretz Yisrael takes you in when you're dead. Look, we in Chutzarz, we dream, okay, one day I'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is we daven. God should bring us in erect to Eretz Yisrael, not horizontal. The goal is not to go to Eretz Yisrael in a box. The goal is to go on El Al or Delta.
That would fit according to Ravad, yeah.
Yeah, definitely Enoi Doimea. But so what's the maila of going there, L'achar Misa, right? What's the maila? There's a guy who it fell to him, a Yavama, in Bechazai. So basically, he has a brother. The brother died. And his sister-in-law, who's in Babel, fell to him. So he came before Rabbi Chanina, meaning the Yavam, Amarlei, he said to him, Ma'alu Mechazal Yama, should I go down to Babel and do Yibum. Amarle, Achiv Nasa Kusis Ames. His brother married a Kusis and died. What does that mean? Your brother married a guy. What do you mean, your brother married a guy? It means your brother married in Chutzlaretz. People in Chutzlaretz are idolaters. So she married a guy. So God, Hashem blessed God that He killed him for living in Chutzarz. Baruch HaMakim Sha'aragai. V'hu Yerid Acharav. God blessed Hashem should be blessed that he killed your brother who lived in Chutzarz. Now you want to go and repeat his wrongdoing? Basically, stay where you are. The Pella. Because can he come back? Can he do Yibam and come back? We know you're now to go there permanently, but can you come back? Maybe she wouldn't come after him?
But then he's a lot of force, sir.
So why can't he go? Right? Like, why can't he go? Say, I'll do Yibam, and now you come with me, otherwise I'll divorce you. Let him go, do Yibam, and then divorce her. I'm Rav Yudam Rishma. Kishem Shasal Otzis Meretz Yisrael Babel. The same way you can't go out of Eretz Yisrael to Babylon, Kachasal Otzis and Babel Sharotzis. You can't leave Babylon to other lands. Now it's interesting. We saw before that Reb Zera held Kol Ha'olam Babel Eretz Yisrael Oyver Ba'aseh. Now we're saying, just like it's usher to go from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. We never saw that before, that it's usher to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. We never had that. But the Gemara is saying, just like you can't go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you can't go from Bavel to other lands. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damar Tabayo, afilu mi Pampadisa le Kubi, you're even now to go from Pampadisa to Beikubi. What does that mean? Beikubi had bad yichus. Pampadisa was the center of Torah. Even to go from Pampadisa to Beikubi is usur. Hahu denavim Pampadisa Beikubi shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in chem. Hahu denavim mi Pampadisa Astonia. He went from Pampadisa to Astonia, shachav. And he went there and he died. Amar Abai Abai said, if he wanted to, he could have lived by staying in Pampadisa. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Zalman Tarbayu, Kesherin Shebebabel Eretz Yisrael Kol Tassan. The most kosher of in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael will take them in. Kesherin Shebeshara Ratzoy is Bavel Kol Tassan. So the question is, what in the world does this mean? The kosher ones in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael accepts them. The kosher ones in other lands, Bavel accepts them. Lamai legabe what? Ilay miliyochsin. If it means legabe yichus, that those who are kosher in Bavel will marry people from Eretz Yisrael, that the best in Bavel will marry into Eretz Yisrael, as if the Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level. V'amar mar kol ratzis isal Eretz Yisrael. All lands are isa compared to Eretz Yisrael, meaning are more sifted, more purified than Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael isa l'Bavel. And Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level than Bavel. I'm sorry. All lands are do compared to Eretz Yisrael, meaning Eretz Yisrael is considered of finer material. Eretz Yisrael isa l'Bavel. Eretz Yisrael is considered more coarse than Bavel. Bavel is the finest. Bavel is considered the purest of lineage. Why? Because Asara Yochsin Alumi Bavel. Ezra cleaned it out. Elo le'inyin kvura. It means regarding kvura. Meaning it's considered a great aliyah that to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And the holier people and chutzars, they go to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kol hadar b'Bavel, kilu dar b'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who lives in Bavel, it's like living in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, hoi tzion, alas Zion, himolti, yosheves bas Bavel. Himolti, be rescued, one who dwells with the daughter of Bavel. Amar Abai Naktinan, we have Masara Bavel, Chazi Chavli de Mashiach. Bavel will not see the birth pangs of Mashiach. So maybe we should move to Bavel. You probably could get good real estate there in Iraq. Probably you could get a lot of bang for your buck. Targumu Ahutzel de Benyamin. They interpreted this Masaira referring to Hutzel of Binyamin. What does it mean, Hutzel of Binyamin? It was a place in Bavel. V'kari le'karna de'shizvasa. They called it the corner of being rescued. That would be one little area we'll not have to deal with Chavlei Mashiach. Amar Reb Elazar. Meisim shebechutzaretz einam chayim. People who die in chutzaretz will not have tchiyas meisim. Shenemar v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim. I will place tzvi, the desired ones, be'eretz chayim, in the land of those who are alive. Eretz shetzivyoinai ba meisei chayim. The land that I desire, then those who die will come to life. Shein tzvaniba, the land that I don't desire, ein meisach chayim. So you can only have tchiyas hameisim if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael. Masa Rabbi Bar Mamal asked, it says, yichyu meisecha, your dead will be revived. Nevelasiu, come on. My dead will get up. My love. Yuchim Esach Mesim Shav Eretz Yisrael. Yuchim Esach refers to Den Eretz Yisrael. Nevelasiu, come on. The dead will come alive. Mesim Shav Chutz Laretz. Umay Venosati Tzvi Be'Eretz Chaim. What does it mean that in the land that I desire, they will come to life? That's Ad Nebuchadnezzar Duchsev. It's going on Nebuchadnezzar. What does that mean, Nebuchadnezzar? Right, because we had a drasha of Nasati Tzvi Be'eretz Chaim that only there'll only be Tchias HaMesim in Eretz Yisrael. V'nasati Tzvi Be'eretz Chaim means it's going on Nebuchadnezzar. Dam Rachmana, the Rebbe Shem says, my sina alaya malka dekala kitavya. I'm going to bring on him a king who's fast like a Tzvi. That's what it means. Doesn't mean there's only Tchias HaMesim in Eretz Yisrael. Amrali Rebbe. So Rebbe said, meaning Rebbe Lezer was of the opinion that there are only Tchias Mesim in Eretz Yisrael. Mikra Acharni Darish is a different pasuk that I darshan. Noisein Neshama La'am Aleha. I will place a soul to the nation on it. V'ruach La'ochem Ba. And a ruach to those who go in it. Which indicates that there will only be Tchias Mesim in the land of Israel. It says Gemara, I ve'ela ha'ksiv neve'elasi yikomen. But there's an extra pasuk that my dead will come to life, which indicates that there is Tchias HaMesim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Who ben afalim hu dechsev? That's talking about that an embryo will have Tchias HaMesim, but it's referring to if they have kfur in Eretz Yisrael. For Rabbi Abba Bar Ma'amol holds hay noisin neshama la'am aleha my avilei. Rabbi Abba Bar Ma'amol, who says there's Tchias HaMesim even in New York, what does he do with God will give a soul to the nation in it. Mi boylech Rabbi Avo, dam Rabbi Avo, afilu shivcha kenanis shabe Eretz Yisrael. Even a maid servant in the land of Israel, muftach lo shi ben oylem haba, ksivhacha la'am aleha. It says here, to the people on it, uchsivhasam shivu lachem payim hachamar, am hadoim alechamar. So it says, la'am aleha, and it says Shvu lachem poyin hachamar, which is am. So am here is referring to a shivcha. So am of la'am aleha is referring to a shivcha, that even a cleaning lady in Eretz Yisrael will have tchias hamesim, which is good to know because you're going to need people to clean your house in the times of resurrection. Why? Just because you get up doesn't mean you want to clean your house. You have more important though. Once you're resurrected, you need a cleaning lady. Obviously, that's an important need.
Rashi says one of the pshatim why Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael because he didn't want his bones to roll to Eretz Yisrael, which is mashma that the bodies will roll and there will be tchias hamesim in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, very good. You're saying the Chazal are mashma, there definitely is tchias hamesim, it's just there's tsar mechilos. Right, that's not consistent with Rabbi Lezer Shita that there's no Tchias HaMesim. Okay, good. Sigmar says, the Pasuk continues, V'ruach la'hochem ba. Hashem will put a spirit to those who walk in it. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan. Kol ha'mahalech arba amos b'eretz Yisrael muftach lo yishu ben oylem haba. Anyone who walks four amos in Eretz Yisrael, he's vouchsafed that he will be a resident of the world to come. O the Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, the tzaddikim who are buried in Chutz Aretz will not have Tchias HaMesim. Tzaddikim shel Chutz Aretz einam chayim. They won't be brought back to life. I mean, there are a lot of tzaddikim in Chutz Aretz. They will, but they're going to have to roll. Like you said. I ask Rabbi Abba, Sala Rabba, as Gilgal at Tzadikim Tsaru? Does it hurt for the Tzadikim to roll? Meaning, really? The Tzadikim are going to have to be in pain? They're going to have tunnels. Another purpose of tunnels. They're going to have tunnels. Maybe they're doing us a favor by digging these tunnels, you know, they're for the tzaddikim. Rabasi, the Gemara brings in what you mentioned. Yaakovinu says, carry me out of Egypt and I'll be buried in there. Kavura. Amar Karna. Karna said, Dvarim Begoy. There are matters here. There are Dvarim Begoy. There are matters in this. Yoideo Yaakovinu Shetzal Gomorrah. Yaakov knew he was fully righteous. V'meisim Shebchutzar Tzchayim. If the dead in Chutz Aretz will come back to life, Lama Triach is Banav. Why did he have to bother his children? I mean, what was Yaakov worried about? Of course he knew he would have Triach HaMesim. Now,
Rashi gets to be shot in them.
Either what, the Kinim? And Avodah Zarah, yeah. So Yaakov knew he was fully righteous. If the dead in Chutz Aretz will come back to life, Lama Triach Hezbanav? Why did Yaakov bother his kids? Shema lo yiskel mechilas. Must be he might not be zoicha to these tunnels. Yosef made the Bnei Yisrael swear. I'm Rav Chanina, Dvarim Begoy. There are matters that we have to analyze here. Yosef knew he was a completely righteous person. The dead in Chutz Aretz will come back to life. Why did he bother his brothers to carry him for so long? Must be Shamalai Yisgal Mechis. He might be not be zoicha to the tunnels. Okay. Sholchu le achui le rabba. His brother. His brother sent to rabba. We'll have to see who sent it to rabba. Someone sent a letter to rabba. Now, a good old Rabbah does not have an easy life. Rabbah was poor. Rabbah had a lot of deaths in his family. And people didn't like him. They sent him, look, Yaakov knew he was righteous. Meaning, the only thing is he wasn't sure that he would get the tunnels. So you might not get tunnels. Ilfa Moisev Ladvarm, Ilfa added some matters. There was a man who really wanted, he was very distressed over a certain woman that he wanted. And this woman lived in Chutz Aretz. He wanted to go to Chutz Aretz to marry her. When he heard that Yaakov Avinu was afraid he wouldn't be zoicha to the tunnels, he basically he tolerated it until he died. Now you, Rabbi, you're a great sage. But still, there's no comparison. Someone who learns on his own to someone who learns from his Rebbe. And if you're going to save him, time ain't lecharav. You don't have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh lecharav. Man, Rabbi Yochanan. What about Rabbi Yochanan? But if you're not going to come up to Eretz Yisrael, he's zar b'shloisha dvarim. Watch out for the following three things. Al tarba b'yeshiva. Don't sit too much. Yeshiva kashal atachtonias. It's not good for hemorrhoids. The al tarba amida. Don't stand too much. Amida kashal alev. It's not good for the heart. The al tarba b'alicha. Don't walk too much. Alicha kashal einayim. Walking is not good for the eyes. Ela shlish b'yeshiva. Shlish b'amida. Shlish b'hilach. Sit a third, stand a third, walk a third. Call yeshiva she'eni masmicha. Any time you sit, and you're not leaning, Amida Nechemena, it's more comfortable to stand. Standing is better. Yeah, we'll hold it over here. We'll see more Bezos Hashem. We'll try to get it in before Erev Yom Tov somehow. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Have an amazing night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.